your man. Well, I hope so. It is the Dave Monk programme. Hello. Now, a lot of people go to university these days, don't they? A huge number of young people to go to university. But that's a relatively new thing, isn't it, where the whole world and its granny goes to university. If you're of a certain age, you won't have had that opportunity. That's why I really like what the University of Essex does. They do these talks, which they call Café Scientifique. So it just invites ordinary, you know, people like you and me who perhaps didn't have the university experience that young people do nowadays, to come along and take part in a really interesting discussion. The sort of thing that you do, I guess, if you went to university. For example, did you know, and I didn't know this, that in 1978, in a computer lab at the University of Essex, two young students invented the future of video gaming. And I'm not exaggerating there. They invented the future of video gaming. Roy Trubshaw and Richard Bartle were the creators of the multi-user dungeon, known as MUD, apparently. And if they hadn't, all this multiplayer online adventures like EverQuest and World of Warcraft may never have happened. Well, the gaming industry, as we know, is now massive. You're possibly buying games and access to games for your family for this Christmas. Almost every household's got a games console. We play games on our computers, on our phones. And you often hear parents having a go at their children saying, why don't you read a book? Why are you in front of that screen all the time playing those games? Are they different, though? Are they that different, reading a book and playing a computer game? Well, that's going to be the theme of this Café Scientifique talk on the 10th of December. They're asking the question, why people play games instead of reading books? And who better to host this than that one of the guys who all those years ago created the future of gaming, Richard Bartle. And Richard joins me now. Morning.
Good morning.
So you're the one responsible. You're the one to blame.
I'm half the one.
Let's ask this major question. Why do people get so much out of playing games rather than reading books?
Well, there are many different kinds of books and there are many different kinds of games, but the angle that I'll be taking is games are essentially machines for creating stories. So with a book, the machine who creates the story is the author, but the author's writing for lots of people to read. But if you play a game, what happens in the game unfolds depending on what you as a player do. So you're sort of writing your own story, which means it might be rubbish for anyone else, but for you it's actually quite significant. So games are a way that events are generated which you can seize upon and create your own stories from them.
So almost it is a future of books, isn't it? It's the next stage in the evolution of books where the reader of that story, the reader of the book, can actually influence the outcome of the story.
It's another direction. I wouldn't say it was the next direction because some people aren't particularly good at writing their own stories or playing games, and they would actually prefer to listen to find other people's stories. But for many people, it is the future, yes, because why would you want to read someone else's story when you can create your own for yourself?
Do you think some people who are, you know, bookophiles are a little bit snobbish about playing games? Oh, they're in front of their computers all the time playing these games. They should be reading Jane Austen.
Yeah, reading Jane Austen on their computer, because that's what a Kindle is. The thing is that games are in the position that film was in the, 1920s and 30s. It's regarded as lowbrow culture. So it's sort of popular culture, but it's kind of lowbrow. And it took film 70 years before it was accepted as a full, worthy of academic study medium. Games are probably not going to take quite that long, but we still probably do have to wait for quite a few elder states people to die before...
Charming!
The people who grew up playing games will give them the regard that I personally think that they should be getting.
Take me back to the 70s when you and Roy were working on this together. What did you have in your minds when you were doing that?
Okay, right. So back in the 70s, as you said in your introduction, not many people used to go to universities. In fact, it was about one in seven people. Yeah. Most of them were middle and upper class, and they tended to want to study subjects which were intellectual ones, such as history or art or economics, things like that. Mm. Some social sciences and humanities. But people like me, I mean, you may have detected from my accent that I'm not actually local to Essex. I've lived here for 35 years, but I originate from Yorkshire, and down here it sounds as if I should be a farmer. My friend Roy Trubshaw, who also isn't from Essex, he's from Wolverhampton, and he sounds like he should be working in a factory. So when we got to university, we found that it's full of all these intellectual people, and they're all looking down on computers, as it's just something that we need some of these people so that we don't have to spend our time on payroll duty or something.
Yes. Yeah.
So we were kind of looked down on, and we thought, this isn't good. We don't like this. This is not how the world should be. How are we ever going to change the world? Well, we weren't, so we wrote a new one.
So you created your own world. You didn't this one, so you created your own.
Right. Well, we could, so we did. The real world that sucked, so we thought we'd write an unsucky world.
Did you really think it would grow to the extent it has? Because it's a multi-billion pound global business now.
We thought it would grow to more than that. So we're disappointed that it hasn't grown as because we'd be dead by the time it grows to its full potential. It's very annoying.
Look, what's the format of this talk? Because I love these Cafe Scientifiques. I think it's a great idea from the University of Essex, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not actually the University of Essex. We ripped it off from the University of Leeds, but don't tell anybody. But the idea is that we have a bunch of people at Essex University who have got some interesting things to say. Some social scientists, some natural scientists, and some engineers like me who are passed off as scientists. The thing is that we've got interesting things to say, but we don't have to say it in a language which involves Greek letters and references to books no one's read. So we go along and present our ideas. We're supposed to present it without slides, but nobody ever does. We always give slides because we're lecturers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we open up the floor and the audience tears us to pieces.
Right. Oh, lovely. Yeah. So when is it, where is it, and who can come along?
It's on, my particular one is at the Minories, I think, in Colchester, at about 7:30, something like that, on the 10th of December, which I chose for the date because the computer that we wrote MUD on back in the day was the Digital Equipment Corporation Model 10, or the DEC 10 as we knew it, so I chose DEC 10 as the date.
Wow. You can tell you're a computer geek. You really can. Yeah. So it's the 10th of December at the Minories Garden Cafe, and anybody can come along, yep?
Yeah, anyone comes along, yes. It's not got any material in it that means you have to be over a certain age.
So anybody can just turn up?
Yeah, pretty well, yes.
Free of charge?
As far as I know, yes. Nobody tells me these things because I'm not actually paying to speak.
Well, that's fair enough. Look, Richard, thank you. We're going to have you back on the programme again, definitely. We certainly want to hear more about gaming because you're right. I mean, I didn't like this world. This world sucked, so I wrote my own world. Anybody who says that has got to come onto this programme more than once, I tell you. Absolutely fantastic. That was Richard Bartle there, one of the creators of the multi-user dungeon, MUD. This is how they make these World of Warcraft things based on that. Absolutely brilliant.